You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Last evening saw a briefing for businesses in the North Clare area ahead of next July's Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. As we heard last week, the licence application for the event has now been submitted and it's expected the event will attract up to 100,000 visitors to Lahinch next year. This poses a logistical challenge. And I'm joined in studio now by Superintendent John Galvin of the Kilrush Garda District and also by John Gleeson, who's chairman of the Championship Committee for next year's Irish Open. Good morning to you both.
Thanks
for joining us this morning. John Gleeson, to yourself, first of all, this is what we all hope will be one of the highlights of the year next year. And in terms of the event, for those who show up, the patrons and the fans, they will judge it one way. But for the broader public, how important is it logistically that you do as much as you can to try and get it right?
Well, from a logistics point of view, the amount of planning that's going on and has gone on now since we were first approached back very early in the year by Paul McGinley with the prospect of having it, and the golf club quickly bought into, yes, we would love to have it. But it is a big logistics event. It's 100,000 people. There are challenges, as there always will be with big events. But at the end of the day, the prize and the opportunity to showcase not just Lahinch Golf Club, Lahinch, but the wider area of Clare. We can extend it out to the west of Ireland, but really we feel this is Clare's opportunity. And we would point out that the worldwide TV audience is in excess of 400 million. So it is a unique opportunity for Clare to showcase itself.
Even if you can get a very small fraction of that to make Clare their next holiday destination or the one after that, there's a huge economic spin-off.
Well, we feel on the economic side, the figures show that it's worth a direct in excess of 10 million to the local economy. But there's a much wider legacy, if you like. This, we feel, would have a 10-year lifespan. People who see it, who say, oh, I must go there, or if they're coming here, well, maybe I'll stay instead of coming for a day, I'll stay for two days or 3 days. So there's short term, huge money, but longer term, there's an enormous benefit to be had.
Superintendent John Galvin, an opportunity, but also significant challenges. The role of the Gardaí here is what exactly?
Well, we have our role really is in the security of the event and traffic control. And I suppose the biggest challenge for us really is in traffic, because we have to ferry 100,000 people through the roads of West Clare into Lahinch and back out again when they're finished. So that will be a big challenge for us in the Garda Síochána, and working with the community and working with the committee in Lahinch to make that happen and make sure that everybody is safe there.
And this is a much broader, this will affect people much further away than Lahinch, and everything we're going to say is now subject to licence because that application has gone in. But how do you intend on managing that traffic?
Well, as you say, Gavin, it will affect much greater than Lahinch. It will affect practically the whole of County Clare. And our traffic plan really will start from Limerick and Galway and directing people on how to get to Lahinch on the days in question. And broadly speaking, as you say, it's subject to licence. So what I'm going to speak about is very broad, because we have to respect the licensing process.
Yeah.
But what we plan to do is divert the traffic, the golf traffic, through Ennis, the bypass, come off the motorway, through on the Ennis bypass, on the Lahinch Road, to Aina, and direct them towards the Milltown Malbay, through Milltown Malbay, to Lahinch. And we have sites there targeted that hopefully will be accepted and will be suitable for parking ride to the Gulf. And the northern traffic from the Galway area, that will be diverted down towards Liscannor, and there'll be parking facilities there, and people will access Lahinch through that side.
Milltown Malbay, of course, will be staging the opening days of the Willie Clancy Festival next year, so it's a busy place anyway.
It is a busy place, and it is the opening weekend of the Willie Clancy, which traditionally is the quieter weekend. But we feel we'll bring the traffic through Milltown Malbay. It's the direct route in from that side of Lahinch. But should there be problems there, we have the option of diverting it through Spanish Point. And as well as that, we can alter the traffic, should we feel it's necessary, through Kilmealy and Connolly to access the Lahinch that way.
So there will be a fluid plan, and even on the, even not on the roads that you initially mentioned, there's a possibility of very heavy traffic.
There will be, and it gives us alternative routes that should problems arise that we can change it. And I suppose one thing is we have 100,000 people, which over 5 days, which is quite a lot of people. But I suppose I want to reassure people that the nature of golf is it's the starting times are staggered. The first tee off is before 7 o'clock in the morning, and people will be on the course until maybe 7-8 o'clock that evening. You know, so the guests and the patrons will be arriving on a staged basis, and it will be constant and free flowing. If you compare that to a match, and I give the example, we've seen county finals in Milltown Malbay and in Quilty, where you have 7,000 or 8,000 people, but they're all arriving and leaving at the same time.
Sure.
So this we feel will be much more managed, a bigger crowd, but much more managed.
Okay. And can I just get a sense from you, how big of a gather operation are we looking at?
Well, we haven't put down figures on it yet, because we're at the tentative stages. We've quite a lot of planning done. We travelled to Donegal last year, a month before the event, and then we travelled again during the event. So we have to sit down now early in the new year and estimate the amount of people we'll require, and it will involve my colleagues from all over County Clare and maybe outside it.
Okay. John Gleeson, then, this will be significant from the Garda point of view, but from yours as well. You're very hopeful, though, that people will realise the opportunities that you've already outlined, and yes, there will be disruption, but that it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, the disruption, though, we feel will be very well managed due to all the planning. I mean, from the golf club's point of view, the cooperation from John and all the Gardaí and from Pat Dowling and Clare County Council has been exceptional, right from the very first meeting with Paul McGinley. The Gardaí and the council were there and assured full support, and that has been absolutely followed through. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to fool people in any shape or form. There will be some disruption, but the disruption we feel will be very carefully managed, because it's very important for the golf event that people can get in and get out with ease. Mm. If you've got long queues for park and ride and all of that, people are upset before they even arrive at the golf course, all terrible trouble getting here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's very much part of the planning process, not just for the people who are coming to the event, but for the people of Lahinch and Ennistymon and Liscannor who aren't golfers, who want to get on with the other things. So all of the planning is trying to make sure that happens to the best possible extent.
And Ballyliffin, where it was staged last year, and other venues in the past, they're not exactly bustling metropolises either. These are challenges which have been encountered and dealt with before.
Yeah, well, as John said, he and his colleagues were up in Ballyliffin, and extensive discussions with the Gardaí up there. So all of that is feeding into the planning process. And from Lahinch Golf's point of view, we're comfortable with where we're at today, that people will be able to come. But the people who don't come, and the people who want to get on with their lives despite that, they will all get a benefit out of this. I mean, we feel everybody should benefit out of this. But there will be some minor disruptions, but we don't believe it'll be too extensive.
Hopefully not. A busy 7 months ahead, obviously. I have lots of text messages which all ask, in effect, Superintendent Galvin, how are you going to get 100,000 people around Blake's Corner?
Well, our traffic plan will involve, like I say, from diverting the traffic at Aina through Milltown Malbay. We expect that will bring the majority of the golf traffic, and similarly through Liscannor from North Clare, and we intend to keep Ennistymon, Blake's Corner area for local access only. So and we'll have Gardaí on duty to manage it. So that's, we don't envisage that it will cause a major problem. I'd agree with John. We will have disruption. It's common sense to say that there will be disruption, but we. Here in County Clare had the wonderful experience of having the All-Ireland FLA for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And there was some disruption, and there was a lot of concern before the first FLA, but it worked well, and we'll manage it. And we'll manage it and tweak it as we're running it if we feel that tweaks need to be made on the day.
Well, look, we wish you all the best. We will talk about this a lot, I have no doubt, in 2019. But from the perspective of it all, I hope that it is a smooth operation, and I hope that the tournament itself is a wonderful experience, a wonderful success, and a wonderful showcase for County Clare. John Gleeson and Superintendent John Galvin, thanks for joining us on the programme this
morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gavin.
Clare FM's Morning Focus, the voice of the Banner County.